Well, tonight we are going to take time in prayer. There are many kinds of prayer meetings, and over the year, as part of our body life, we have many different kinds of prayer meetings. We do prayer meetings in different ways. Wednesday night we'll have a prayer meeting that will involve people in different ways as well. And for us, as we come to the beginning of this year, we come with humility and we come in prayer. And God's people interacting with the Lord God Himself in the spiritual realm is something that is, I think, beyond our comprehension. One of the great mysteries of the working of God as He works in our lives and He works in the world is the role of prayer and how the eternal God works in concert with the prayers of finite people. When you figure that out, write a book and tell me about it. I promise you, it'll be a bestseller if you figured out all the mysteries of God in prayer. So tonight we're going to pray together. If you did not receive a half sheet handout that will be our guide for prayer tonight, you just raise your hand up. Our ushers will get that to you. And then would you take your Bible and go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians to a portion of scripture that we will pray tonight as we start this year together. Yes, just hold that hand up and we will pray. Through this passage, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and then we're going to read verse 3, and we will read through verse 6. This passage is a passage on spiritual warfare. And tonight, then, when we pray, there are a number of things that we're going to do. As a congregation, of course, we're going to read the scriptures. We will have a couple of men lead us in prayer on these scriptures. I'll preach a little bit. We'll pray a little bit about it. We are going to sing about the scriptures sing a song. Be strong in the Lord. It's one that we sing as a congregation. And we will sing and pray the songs that we're singing. And all of this to bring us to such a wonderful and powerful reality of how desperately we need God. So you have turned in your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And oftentimes we will stand for the reading of the scripture. And I think tonight we will as well. So chapter 10 of 2 Corinthians. Stand with me, please. Verse 3. And let's read together aloud, beginning in verse 3 through verse 6. Here we go, lifting our voices to read God's word. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Thank you. Please be seated. So tonight I want us to consider first, on your notes, and will be our guide, consider the power of defeating strongholds. Oh, strongholds are defeating. I will not do all the work on this scripture that I could do, but I do want to give you enough handling of the scripture and handle it sufficiently so that we can pray sufficiently and wisely. But these strongholds, you'll notice in verse 3, or verse 4 rather, these strongholds are, think of it this way, they are satanic operating bases. And he operates in your mind and he brings you to places of defeat. And if you want to know what a stronghold is, when you have come to a place where there's an area in your spiritual life where you've just given into defeat, my friend, that is a spiritual stronghold. These strongholds are made up of walls of unbiblical thinking and behavior that entrap you and harbor the defeating enemy. So this is a reality, and everybody in your life has defeating strongholds. Now tonight, the reality is that even as I'm preaching about this, even now as you think about it, you probably can already think of areas of your life that are strongholds. And what we want God to do is God, by His Spirit, to illumine our understanding, our spiritual understanding that we cannot see unless there's the work of the eternal God by His Spirit working in us, so that He helps us to see the reality that we are bound and how then He can make us free. So here's your task. Your task is to, and you'll notice it's called your prayer task, is to evaluate strongholds that you or others might encounter. In fact, it probably be good for you, even tonight as we together pray through this passage of Scripture and we think about it, to even write down what are some of those areas that I or other people may be bound. Are there emotional issues that control you and are a stronghold? You live by your feelings and not by faith. Give in to despair, doubt. There may be character areas of your life that are not Christ-like, and they bind you and hold you back, and you're a slave to these. There may be other areas of your life that God is dealing with you about, but think, what are those areas? And when the Lord brings it to your mind, you say, okay, let me write that down. Let me make this a matter of prayer. And that is your task tonight, to identify these defeating strongholds. Well, then there's something else you need to consider on your notes, and that is the principle for defeating strongholds. So in verse 3, we are told this again, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So while we are living in our human existence, this is not where the battle is won. It's not where the warfare is. In fact, I was thinking about this because something that is very personal to us is in our family. I was thinking about Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, there's just a beautiful prayer that Daniel prays, seeking the hand of God. And Daniel is praying. And while he's praying, God shows him something that he would never have seen on his own except God revealed it to him. An angel appears to him and says, hey, I want you to know something. That you have been praying, and God knows you've been praying. But I have been in spiritual warfare with the prince of Persia. In the angelic realm. Now listen, Persia, when we think of Persia today, what is the country that's been in the news all week? What's the modern country of Persia? Iran. And we have our daughter and son-in-law are at the Straits of Hormuz tonight on their respective ships in the Navy. And they're guarding the Straits of Hormuz, where a third of the used oil in the world flows every day through that narrow stretch between the Gulf of Oman and the Persian Gulf. And Iraq and Iran. And the angel says, I would have been here earlier, but I was held up in spiritual battle. And he has a discussion with Daniel and said, there are things I'm going to show you. And then, there have been those who have been fighting against you while you've been praying. And then later he says, now I've got something to show you, but there's more that God has for you. And I'm going to go because I've got to go back to spiritual battle, and I'm going to send the Prince of Greece, an angel that's working in the supernatural realm while we are living in the natural realm. Now, how many of you wonder if even today in the world scene, while we watch politics and while we watch geopolitical conflict and we watch all the forces that take place in our world, how many of you are very aware that this is a spiritual battle that we're encountering? And I'm for a strong military. But I'm telling you, the spiritual battle, none of our armaments can ever win. Not in the spiritual battle. And even in the Lord's church, friends, we are in a spiritual battle. I hope that you can grow in your discernment of this. And your awareness of it, so that as you pray, realize this isn't just going through formality. If all your prayer life is just going through formality, you have absolutely missed it. We are touching heaven and asking the intervention of our powerful Almighty God on our behalf. And tonight as we pray about strongholds and we pray for the coming year, and Wednesday when we pray, my friends, we are doing spiritual battle. So I want you to notice tonight, here's the principle for defeating spiritual strongholds, that winning spiritual warfare requires spiritual weapons. And I am so glad that God is able. You can't get to heaven in fleshly power, can you? Can you be saved on your own? You need the grace of God. You can't be made holy in fleshly power. You need the power of God. And in the spiritual strongholds that each of us deal with in our lives, we just all need to be aware that we do not, in our flesh, we do not have the power to overcome. We need the power of Almighty God, and I'm so glad that He is able. Well, let's sing together a song that we've sung here. It's entitled, "Be Strong in the Lord and Be of Good Courage." I left my worksheet sitting, or my music sitting on my desk. So I hope the guys have the words. Thank you. And let's sing it together. Just the first verse, all of us lifting our voices. And as we sing, let's make this our prayer. Be strong in the Lord and be of good courage. Defender is always the same. Mount up with wings as the eagle ascending. Victory is sure when you call on His name. Be strong, be strong, be strong in the Lord. Be of good courage, for He is your guide. Be strong, be strong, and rejoice, for the victory is yours. And then Brother Duncan is going to come and lead us in prayer fellowship. While he's coming, can I point out to you and just teach you again, when you pray, a couple of things. When you pray the scriptures, and it's something that we do regularly in our church life here, but to pray the scriptures means that I take the scripture and I take God's words and I communicate them back to Him. But I make them real to me. Lord, here's my spiritual stronghold. Lord, I need your help in this. And maybe you're saying, Lord, in my life I've tried everything, and I've tried carnal ways, to my fleshly ways, but I've been shown my strength's not enough. And you call these scriptures right back to the Lord using those, I was reminded this week, even personal pronouns. And you interact with God. Now, at the same time, what do you do when somebody else leads us in prayer, in corporate worship, right? Why do we have people lead in prayer? Well, it's because we always have somebody lead in prayer. How else do the singers get in place? Well, I mean, and when someone leads us in corporate prayer, we interact with that person and with the Lord. And you know how this is, and though you all know how Stanley Heiss, how quiet we are, right? We are very quiet, very distinctive and dignified and all. But and I'm for it. But listen, What happens is, have you ever been in prayer and the person is leading us in public prayer, and we and you have done this where as they pray, what they're praying, you're praying with them and your heart responds to the Lord. They're asking God to help somebody and you're saying yes, and you're amening with them as they go. And then as they're praying for someone, an individual, the Lord brings another individual to your mind. That's your concern and you're praying. They pray about a particular subject. And as they pray, your heart, God speaks to your heart. And you are, as that person is praying, we all are together interacting with their prayer. And we're interacting with our God in our prayer. And it is wonderful. So, since we're doing this tonight, I thought, I'm going to talk to you about this because otherwise, you know what prayer becomes? It becomes public prayer like this. It becomes it can become a formality. It can become preaching. How many have heard prayer preaching? The guy's really not praying. He's preaching to you, but he's disguising it as prayer. It's prayer preaching. I remember one time, I'm telling stories now. I have to be careful about telling stories, but one of the men here, this is over on Dabney Drive. He's with the Lord now, but I made the mistake of calling on him to pray in public. And he is praying for me that I'd become a much better preacher and how bad of a preacher I am. And oh, our preacher, you know, he's not a good preacher, and God help him to become a good preacher. Help him, Lord. And the whole congregation, amen. I was saying amen myself. I was saying, yeah, Lord, I need to be a better preacher. Except I was sort of embarrassed. And I feel like I would have to give in to defeat if I was too loud and anybody heard me. So Brother Duncan is going to lead us in prayer fellowship, asking for God to give us His weapons, and we come not in carnal weapons, but in weapons in the power of God. Brother Duncan, would you lead us, sir?
Heavenly Father, we do thank You that we can come to You in prayer. Thank You, Father, that You've invited us to do that. Thank You, Father, that it's because of the blood of the Lord Jesus that we can come before Your throne and we can confess our sins and we can confess our failures. Thank You, Father, that we do have weapons that we can rely on. And these are not made of ourselves. These are provided by You through the power of Your Holy Spirit who indwells us. Father, help us also to realize and to confess that some of the strongholds in our lives, the foundations were laid in our youth. And sometimes we carry them with us. And we don't really allow You to deal with them as You desire to and as You can. I pray, Father, that as we look at this new year, we would have a better focus and we would have a heart that desires to please You more than ever before. Thank You, Father, for the fact that as we bow in prayer and as we come into our prayer closets, we're not alone, and you hear us, and You do work in our lives. Thank You, Father, that we, through You, through the power of Your Holy Spirit, through Your Word, we can take Your Word with us into our prayer closets, and we can open it, and we can pray the very words that You've given us. Thank You again, Father, that we can commit these things to You. Thank You for a pastor and a church where we take these things seriously. And Father, we trust You for what You're going to do and what You are doing in our hearts. In Jesus' name.
Brother Duncan, if you'll stay here and do that, I planned originally for that next one. All right. I actually messed up my order, so Brother Duncan's going to pray again where he was originally assigned. So let's talk about the power of God for defeating strongholds. And you will notice in your Bible, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I am so glad to know that God's power is able. In this spiritual battle, you don't have to live in constant defeat. And these strongholds do not have to control your life. But God is a God who in His power liberates people. He, in His power, has the power to make people free. It is the thief that comes to steal and to destroy, and it is the enemy that binds people in the power of sin. But it is our God who breaks through those chains and makes men free. God is able. These strongholds, oh, they are mighty, but they are not so mighty that our mighty God's power cannot break those down. Now, in your life, are there things that are so defeating to you, you almost just want to give up? Are there mountains that are so high to climb, you say, there's no way? Are there things about which you're praying and you say, God, there's just no way that this could ever become reality. But I'm telling you that God is able. And so tonight as we pray, rejoice and tell the Lord, Lord, thank you that your power is enough. You are mighty. But then there's something else I want to remind you of first. And really, as you pray, God, I need your supernatural power. And those areas about which you're praying tonight, those strongholds, those things that are concerns, would you pray and say, God, this is the situation where we need your mighty power. And then pray, God, help me to seek your sufficient power. So you'll notice then in verse 4 that these weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And the word pulling down is a military term. Of course, the ancient world was really governed by the power of Rome. Roman military might was all over and controlled the world, the greatest army of its day. They were a conquering people. And when they would encounter strongholds, they would overrun those strongholds with their weapons. And then they would take the walls and they would tear down the wall. And the pulling down of strongholds means that there's a pulling down of a wall. And do you know how walls or a stronghold is taken down? A stronghold is taken down wall by wall by wall. How are strongholds taken down in your life? God transforms your life, and wall by wall, He takes the strongholds down. Sometimes when He does so, it's always going to be effort. It's always going to be faith. Sometimes it's one wall at a time, and then there are other things that He does in your life, and there's another wall. But He takes these strongholds down wall by wall by wall as He transforms your life and He gives you the power that you need. And in your life, this is, you say, boy, this stronghold, there is no way I could ever make it. You're praying for somebody that is so controlled. There's a satanic stronghold in their life. And you say, there is no way that this person can ever be free. So it's overwhelming, except that you say, God, would you wall by wall begin to tear down that stronghold? Thought by thought. Step by step. God has a way of doing that. And eventually what will happen is you'll see that this person has their life changed. You'll find in your, my life's being changed. It happened so gradually. It wasn't like I woke up on Monday and after church on Sunday, and all of a sudden the strongholds have been removed. No, it doesn't work that way. Usually what it means is that God just dismantles wall by wall. And at the same time, He builds those walls with His truth, and He dismantles the falsehoods that we believe. And the next thing you know, we are strong, but it's not our strength. We're strong because the Lord is such a strong God. Let's sing the second verse of Be Strong in the Lord. And then Brother Duncan is going to come. Now, these words, beside being familiar because it's a song that we sing as a congregation, these words may be familiar to you because they are taken very loosely from another key passage in your New Testament on spiritual warfare. What's the book and chapter that from which these are taken? Someone shout out to me. Ephesians chapter 6. And in that passage on the spiritual armor and spiritual warfare, then this author has taken those words and challenged us. There aren't a lot of songs on spiritual warfare. There are a lot of songs on the love of God. There are a lot of songs on other things, but there aren't a whole lot of songs on spiritual warfare. But this is one of them. So let's sing together that next verse, and then Brother Duncan is going to come and pray and take us to the throne of grace. Let's sing it, shall we? So put on the armor the Lord has provided, and place your trust in His unfailing care. Trust Him, for He will be with you in battle, lighting your path to avoid every snare. Be strong in the Lord, and be of good courage, for He is your guide. Be strong in the Lord, and rejoice, for the victory is yours.
Father, we thank You that You've promised us that we can have victory. Thank You, Father, that You provide the strength we need. Thank You, Father, that as we continue in our spiritual walk, in our spiritual growth, that it is day by day, and we're growing more and more like the Lord Jesus. Thank You for the purpose, the very object of our salvation, to become conformed to the perfect image of Your Son, the Lord Jesus. And this is part of it. Help us, Father, to yield these strongholds up to You. I pray, Father, if there's anyone who has been defeated and they sat down and they do not have the heart to continue on, I pray that You would encourage them. Thank You, Father, for Your word. I pray, Father, that You would increase our faith. And I pray that we would not fall subject to the sin that so easily besets us, sin of unbelief, that we just can't have victory in our lives. Thank You that through the Lord Jesus, through the working of Your Holy Spirit, this can be done. Thank You, Father, again, as we think of coming into our private prayer closets, alone, just You and us, and we can bring Your word, and we can open Your word, and You reveal to us Your will. Pray that our focus would be on victory, not on ourselves and our defeat. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And then you'll notice in your handout, in your prayer guide tonight, the process for defeating strongholds. You'll notice verse 5 and then verse 6. When God tells us this, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, in verse 5 and then in verse 6, there's a threefold or a three-front tactical assault on spiritual strongholds. It's God's strategy for you as we pray, and for you as you go into this year and God is speaking to you about the spiritual strongholds that in your life. This is the strategy that God gives us so that you can live in the victory that God has for you and His power provides for you. And the first is this: focus on knowing God, whatever the loss. And so you will notice again, verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Now that means that there are thoughts that are you need to get a hold of your thinking. How many of you know that your mind can run off in all kinds of crazy directions? You hear a noise outside, and in your mind, the next thing you know, there's an axe murderer outside of your house just waiting. Has been plotting this for 3 months. The axe murderer. And then you get out your weapon of choice, your butter knife, whatever some of you carry. Your credit card, whatever you carry. And you're all worked up. the axe murderer. I'm going to get him or her before she gets me. And you sling open the door and it's a neighbor's cat. But your mind has gotten all worked up. Now that's silly, isn't it? But how many of you know your mind gets all worked up? Your mind will take you all kinds of places, and that's why it needs to be captivated. Because your thinking, when it is not aligned with biblical thinking, and many, I would say so many of God's people are not aligned with biblical thinking. And that's why they're so controlled and bound. This becomes a barrier. In fact, the word that's translated there in our Bible, the word verse 5, every high thing. Again, it's a picture of a rampart. It's a picture of a barrier that is constructed to protect from the enemy. And what happens is, in your life, if you don't get a hold of your thinking, your thoughts become a barrier to the victory that God has for you. So we're going to pray tonight. And in this case, Brother Crosby, one of our deacons, is going to come. And you need to know, as he's coming, this, as you look at your scripture, that there are thoughts, there are high things that I've placed above God in my life and placed my thinking above God's truth. There are things in my life that I need to cast down. I need to get rid of in my life. I need to get rid of human wisdom. And I need to get rid of any hindering ways that are keeping me and keeping the people that I'm praying for, and keeping even our church from the victory that God has for us. Brother Crosby, would you lead us?
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you that we can find in your word, Lord, truth that we can apply to our lives. Lord, thank you for the power of prayer, and Lord, that you've given that to us. Lord, we know that from without, that our there are many, Lord, that are, Lord, just shaking their fists in the face of God, Lord, whether in government or, Lord, among members of entertainment, Lord, even in, Lord, realms of religion. And yet, Lord, we know that, Lord, that you'll have the victory over that. But, Lord, we know that within our own hearts and our own minds, that, Lord, we have strongholds there that we need to let you take control of. So I pray, Lord, that each and every day that we would find that time, Lord, to set apart, Lord, that we would, Lord, spend time with you. Lord, spend that precious time in your word. And Lord, while we are looking into your word, that you would help us to focus upon, Lord, what you have for us. Lord, we know that our thoughts can lead us astray. Lord, even during our prayer time, Lord, that we can, Lord, let our thoughts run about, and Lord, we just need to focus on that time, Lord, with you. Lord, not just to read your word, not just to pray, Lord, but also to meditate upon that, Lord, each and every day. So, Lord, I pray that we would trust in you, Lord, as we look forward to this year, Lord, that you would increase our faith. Lord, help our unbelief, and Lord, help us to, Lord, just trust totally in you, to let you have control of our lives, so that, Lord, part by part, Lord, we can tear down those strongholds, not us, Lord, let you tear them down, Lord, and Lord, to give ourselves fully to your control. And Lord, we will thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
So in our spiritual warfare, we need to focus then on letting God, as part of his other strategy, control my thoughts. Bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. I've shared with you on a few occasions my own journey where God, the spiritual stronghold, a stronghold of wicked thinking, and how this passage, along with the sixth chapter of Romans, God used to deliver me from the stronghold of spirit of wicked, vile thinking. And when I realized, because I just, honestly, I'd given up. I'm just always going to have to deal with this. And when God showed me this passage of Scripture, bringing into captivity, into every thought, to the obedience of Christ. See, I was a prisoner of war. I was enslaved. I was captured with vile thinking. And God Almighty broke in and said, wait a minute. These thoughts don't... You don't have to live this way. You can bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought. And all of a sudden, the truth of God gave a ray of hope when I had no hope. I was so crushed. And all my attempts were met with nothing but defeat. And God said, oh, every thought, and I'm telling you, friends, that God wants you to have such a strong commitment to having, letting God control your thoughts. That's a stronghold. And then focus, and you'll note on your handouts, on obeying whatever the cost. Have you ever been around somebody who is just bitter, and they're consumed with rage and hate, and their whole life is wrapped up in getting even, of exacting vengeance on them? Have you ever met someone like that? I hope you haven't. But oh, how this kind of a person, it's hard to imagine unless you've experienced it yourself. Or you've met people like this, the intensity of people who are vengeful people, the intensity of this, it's consuming. And God takes this picture of people who are intense in vengeance, and He turns it in a positive way in verse 6. And He says to us, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So that the passion that somebody who's vengeful has, because they want to get even, they want this person to know pain, they want this person to get what they deserve, and all the passion, God says, become that passionate about obeying Me. And if you want to get free from the strongholds, you have to become that passionate about obeying God and doing what God says and submitting your will to Him and giving yourself wholly to Him. And when you're that passionate, you will find that God will step into your life and wall by wall, He will break down those strongholds. But my friend, you've got to get, say, God, whatever it costs, I'm going to obey You. And with this passion, then God responds to your faith, and God pours out grace, and He responds to your humility, and He pours out grace. And all the power that you don't have, God gives you the power that He has. So what we're going to do then is I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing, and we'll be dismissed. So Lord, as we pray together now, You have told us to bring into captivity every thought to obedience to You. Now, Lord, my thoughts are, They at times are erratic, and they reveal the carnality of my heart so much. And so, God, I'm asking that You would help me in my own thoughts to see each thought as for which I'm responsible and obedient to You. I pray for people that have spiritual strongholds, and they are enslaved. They're like prisoners of war. And thank You, Lord, that You, as You gave me light, You'll give them this light, that their thoughts will, as they are brought in obedience to You, You will make them free and liberate. And it is our prayer that with the passion of people who are driven by vengeance, that for myself, for our congregation, especially though for those ones that are living in such an awareness of the spiritual strongholds in their life, especially for them. Lord, give humility and give a passion to obey you. Give them the faith, Lord, to obey you, whatever the cost of it is, so that in so doing, your power and the Holy Spirit and the enabling grace that you give becomes a reality, that wall by wall, those strongholds are torn down. And they who are imprisoned in new ways are made free by your power. And so it is with joy and with anticipation, with humility, with awareness of our own limitations that we pray these things. And it is with gratitude that we tell you that we are so thankful that you have given us the truth that makes us free, as well as being the God who makes us free. So we ask it together in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand, and we'll close with the last verse of Be Strong in the Lord. Let's sing it together. Be strong in the Lord and be of good courage. Punish the foe. Fear not the battle, for the victory is always his. He will protect you wherever you go. Be strong, be strong in the Lord, and be of good courage, for He is your guide. Be strong, be strong in the Lord, and rejoice, for the victory is yours. We're glad to